yesterday we began by discussing the criterion of Rishus HaYachid, the definition of Rishus HaYachid, the Gemara in Daf Vav, and then we began our discussion of whether Gimel or Dalet Mechisas Daraisa. So we noted the Machlokas Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai in the Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, sorry, whether Dalet Mechisas Daraisa, Gimel Mechisas Daraisa. The Gemara seems to conclude within Shitas Beis Hillel that Gimel Mechisas Daraisa, and meaning in order to create a chiyuv for zrika mirshus rabbis mirshus yachid, if you throw a ball into an area that's enclosed by three mechitzos, that could create a chiyuv de araisa. And the corollary would be that on a daraisa level, there would be a heter tiltal in an area enclosed to three mechitzos. The requirement of having a tikkun on the ruach revius would only be a din de rabbanan. And that seems to be the approach of the majority of Rishonim, that Gimel Mechisas Daraisa. Now we noted that the sequence of Mishnayos and Daf Tzadi Dalav and Aleph seems to indicate a contrary position. The Mishnah first discusses a Chatzer Shenifritza L'Rishus HaRabim, and then discusses Chatzer Shenifritza L'Rishus HaRabim Mishtei Ruchasal. So the fact that the second Mishnah talks about a Chatzer that's open to Rishus HaRabim on two sides seems to imply that the first Mishnah is talking about a chatzer that's only nifritza l'rishus harabim on one side. Nevertheless, shitas chachamim in that first Mishnah is that such a chatzer has the din of a karmelis, and if you throw it into a yer pater, that sounds like gimel mechisos did not create a rishus hayachid min ha-torah. Okay. So we alluded last time without going into it that Rishonim try to struggle with this question and limit the application of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Daled so that you come out with the conclusion that Gimel Mechitzos are in fact a Raisa. One of the approaches in Rishonim we find in the Rashba and the Ritva there on Daf Tzadi Daled. The Rashba and the Ritva on Tzadi Daled quote an opinion that distinguishes between a Mavoi Sasum that opens into a karmelis, and a mavi sasum that opens into a rishus harabim. So if you have a mavi sasum, if it's closed on three sides and only open on the fourth side, and the fourth side opens into a karmelis, so that's a discussion of the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. That would be a rishus hayachid min ha-torah. If you have a mavi sasum that opens into a karmelis, it's enclosed by three walls, that's what we say, Gimel Mechisas Daraisa, that's a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. The Mishnah Daf Tzadi Daled, which is talking about the Chatzer Shenifritza L'Rishus HaRabim, which is a karmelis, that's where the Chatzer, the Mavi Sasum, opens into a Rishus HaRabim. So if it opens into a Rishus HaRabim, not into a karmelis, the case on Daf Yud Aleph, says the Rashba in this day, is where you have a Mavi Sosim that opens into a karmelis.
Right. Okay.
And that is the din of Rishus HaYachid. That Mavi Sosim is the din of Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara in Tzadi Daled, the Mishnah in Tzadi Daled, is talking about a Mavi Sosim that opens into a karmelis, into a Rishus HaRabim.
Oh, and then the Mavi
is that Mavi itself would have the din of a karmelis, not of a Rishus HaYachid. So Yud Aleph is talking about a Mavi Sosim that opens to a karmelis. That is the din of Rishus HaYachid. Tzadi Daled is talking about a Mavi Sasum that opens into a Rishus HaRabim. That is the din of a karmelis. The Svaris will try to explain a little bit later. Okay, but that's the distinction that both the Rashba and the Ritva quotes to account for the two different sugyas that seem to have contrary indications.
So one is one that opens into a karmelis and one is one that opens into a Rishus HaRabim.
Right. So if it opens into a Rishus HaRabim, so then the threshold, if you will, for the threshold for making a listen the other way. If it opens into a, if you have a Mavi Sasa that opens into a karmelis, then that's more readily a Rishus HaYachid than if it opens into a Rishus HaRabim. The Svarim may be along the following lines, maybe we'll flesh this out as we go on. The Svarim may be along the following lines, that a Rishus HaYachid is defined, or may be defined, based on the relative lack of ease of access, or the relative disconnect from Rishus HaRabim. And Rishus HaYachid is an area that is less accessible to a Rishus HaRabim. It's an area that's more distinct from Rishus HaRabim. So if you have a Mavi Sosim that opens into a Rishus HaRabim, that's already closer, more proximate to Rishus HaRabim, and it takes more to make such a Mavi into Rishus HaYachid. If you have a Mavi Sosim that opens into Rishus HaRabim, it's already almost Rishus HaRabim, it's opening into Rishus HaRabim, so three Mechitzos won't suffice. In order to make that a Rishus HaYachid, you need to have four Mechitzos. But if you have a Mavi Sosim that opens to Carmelis, so it's not connected to Rishus HaRabim at all, it's already two steps removed from Rishus HaRabim, so there, it's sufficient to have three Mechitzos to make that into a Rishus HaYachid. No, but maybe the Svara behind this distinction.
It's a svara that like it makes sense that's a svara, that's a svara. Mm-hmm. But it only makes sense if you hold that like three mechitzos will be like a neutral and it's totally on like what it's surrounded by. But if you hold that three mechitzos daraisa, then it shouldn't really matter.
So what this is saying is that three mechitzos daraisa is not an absolute statement. Three mechitzos daraisa in a certain context, and four mechitzos daraisa in other contexts.
Yeah.
Meaning, when do we say gimel mechitzos daraisa? That's only if it opens to Karmelis. But if it opens straight into Rishus HaRabim, then you need four Mechitzos Daraisa. That's what this sheet is saying.
There's no Karmelis Daraisa. What does that mean? No,
if it opens into the Karmelis, then we're going to say the three Mechitzos, you should say Yachid Daraisa. Not the Karmelis. The Karmelis is not a Daraisa, it's just three, we say three Mechitzos Daraisa only if it opens into a Karmelis.
So for example,
how many Daraisa take the Karmelis into account?
Sorry?
What's the Karmelis account? It's the Daraisa takes into account, the Daraisa goes in. You know it's Karmelis.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, but we're saying that it's not.
It needs to be the difference to be in the Daraisa concept.
No, so you could just
use the Karmelis.
So what's a Karmelis?
Okay, so if you're talking about the right, so use slightly different terminology.
Yeah.
If it right, so if it opens into a Rishus HaRabim versus opens into an area that's not a Rishus HaRabim, then a Torah, but not a Rishus HaYachid.
Meaning it would just be
technically that
if you have
the exact rules.
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't necessarily follow the exact rules. Of
what do you mean?
Like it opens into a Rishus HaRabim versus opens up in the Karmelis. It's unlikely. I don't know the exact rules of Karmelis, but it's unlikely that it would follow the exact rules that Rabbanim.
Well, in practice, a Karmelis.
I'm
sorry?
It's unlikely that they line up exactly.
Well, in practice, a Karmelis would be something that would have the dimensions of either. Could have been a Rishus HaRabim or a Rishus HaYachid, if not for the fact that it's lacking certain ingredients of Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid. So it could have been a Rishus HaRabim, if not for the fact that it doesn't have Tazayin Amma or Mekur, etc. Or it could have been Rishus HaYachid, if not for the fact that it doesn't have Mechitzas. But it's an area, it's most of what would have been considered a Makom Ptur Min HaTorah, even though it is possible that there may be certain areas that are Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah, that Midrabanan become a Karmelis as well. But for purposes of this distinction that you have in the Rashba, you could conceive of it, at least for now, is if you have a Mavi Sosim that opens into Rishus HaRabim, then that would need Dalai Mechisa to make a Rishus HaYachid. If you have a Mavi Sosim that opens into something that's not a Rishus HaRabim in a Torah, and not a Rishus HaYachid in a Torah, then
it would be a Makom Ptur.
It
would. You have Karmelis that's
right.
Rishus HaYachid.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Rishus HaRabim, Karmelis that's actually Rishus HaYachid.
It could be that you might have a Karmelis that would be Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. Most Karmelises are not Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim Min HaTorah. Most of Min HaTorah, most things are neither. An area that's not Mukav Mechitzos is not going to be 95% of the area, 99% of the world, Min HaTorah is not a Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim.
There is.
Yep. So Min HaTorah. Right, so 99% of the world are not houses, whatever the numbers are. I'm sorry?
Saying you need 3 if it opens up the Temple of the Torah, 4 if it opens the Dosh Hashanah would be more accurate, probably.
Okay, that which we would call a Congress, which on a derisal level is really a Malkum Tor, let's say. Okay, fine. But that's the basic distinction that we showed and say here within those who hold Gil Melchis of Derisal. Gil Melchis of Derisal is limited to a case where it's not Pasuach Lishus Arabim directly. But that's Svara that we're suggesting, that it may be a function of access to Lishus Arabim or restricted access from Lishus Arabim, may be reflected in the Rambam Perish HaMishnayis in the beginning of Shabbos, where the Rambam has a line. The Rambam defines a Rishus HaRabim as a place where Rabim Bokim Bo, and Rishus HaYachid is a place that ain't Rabim Bokim Bo. Rishus HaRabim is a place that the Rabim frequent, have easy access to and frequent. Rishus HaYachid is a place that they don't have easy access to frequent. So Rishus HaYachid may be defined based on its distinction from Rishus HaRabim, or the lack of ease of access. This distinction that the Rishonim make potentially within what we'll call Shitas Rashi, or those Shitas that give them Mechisas Daraisa, some use this within the Rambam as well. The Rambam, we noted yesterday, writes Dalet and Mechisas Daraisa Le'inyin Chiyuv. Right? The Rambam distinguished between Chiyuv and Heter Tiltel, that for Heter Tiltel, Minat Torah, it sounds like you only need Gilam Mechisas. For Chiyuv, Chatas, you need Dalet and Mechisas. So the Radach, that the Ketzer Mishnah quotes in the beginning of Perek Yudalet, makes a similar suggestion within the Rambam. Let's take a look at this in the Taz. And the Taz basically has this discussion as well. If you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, Simon Shin Samach Gimel in the beginning. The Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel references the Shitas about Gimel Mechitzos, Dalet Mechitzos. So you can take a look at his summary. But let's take a look at the Taz in the beginning of Simon Shin Samach Gimel, which is a very long Simon Dinei Mavi Velachi that we'll discuss at a later date. The first siman in the sif in the siman, Mechaber writes, Makom sheyesh lo gimel mechitzos, asru chachamim letaltel bo, ad sheyaseh shem tikun revis. If you have a place that has gimel mechitzos, the midr abanim, you're not allowed to carry in it until you make a tikun baruch revis, right? Lechi okara, shitas beisol havi paskin, beishami said lechi vikara. Says the Taz, Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Aleph. B'tor Kasuv Kan, Shehu Rishus HaYachid Gamur Min HaTorah. Okay, he quotes the Torah that if you have an area with Gimel Mechitzos, that's a Rishus HaYachid Gamur Min HaTorah. Okay, let's just pause here for a second. This is a parenthetical, but just note, Gemara Shabbos here. Let's see if I have a citation here. I can read it from here. So Rashi, actually no, let's do the Rashi and Eirvin. That'll do it. Okay, Rashi and Eirvin, Beis Hamelach. Rashi and Eirvin, Beis HaMelach. The first Rashi Mavi Shu Gavoa. I'm skipping to towards the end of Rashi. The cave in the lab Rishis HaRabim, who we're talking about a Mavli. So since a Mavli is not a Rishis HaRabim, Shari L'til Tulei Bein Min HaTorah, B'lishim Tikun. So on a Daraisa level, since a Mavli is not a Rishis HaRabim, you'll have to carry in it without any Tikun. V'rabbanim gazer leha mishim da'asi lechlufei rishis harabim. The rabbanim were gozer, lest you come to confuse a mavoi with rishis harabim. V'sharyuva v'takansu d'lechi okara, d'lehevei hakera, d'lelesi l'nishri rishis harabim gemura. So min ha-Torah, if you have a mavoi, you're allowed to carry in it, because it's not a rishis harabim. Come along the rabbanim and say, no, you need to do something lest you come to confuse a mavi with a rishis harabim, and that something is a lechi o kor. Okay. Now contrast that with the lashon hasmag, which Mereshis Moshe quotes here in Siman Dalet. The lashon hasmag. Esen Drabbanan Aleph. Smag writes, Mina Torah Hayamutya Lahotzi Mina Chatzel Amavish Einem Befulash. So Mina Torah, you're allowed to carry from a Chatzer to a Mavish Einem Befulash to a Mavish Asam. It has three sides. Sheesh Lagimel Mechitzos Vuhurish Yisayachid Gemur Mina Torah. So Mina Torah, you're allowed to carry from a Chatzer into a Mavish Asam, because the Mavi Sasim is a Rishis HaRabim in a Torah. Okay? Sorry, Rishis HaYachim in a Torah. Yeah? Mavi Sasim, Rishis HaYachim in a Torah. So Rashi here wrote that it's Lav Rishis HaRabim. Is that significant? Is that different? The Smag says it's a Rishis HaYachim Gemur in a Torah. Rashi says it's Lav Rishis HaRabim. The Tosfos Ben Parah, if I didn't, I'm sorry?
D'oraisa, there's no difference.
D'oraisa, what do you mean?
Could either be a Makom Torah or a Rishis HaYachim, and you're allowed to carry. How would it be different?
It's saying there's no difference, Lamaisa.
Yeah, D'oraisa.
Correct. Is there a significance in the difference in formulation? So, the Tosfos Ben Parah implicitly asks this question. I'm sorry to put this on the Marmor Kamos. The Tosfos Ben Parah in the first piece of Menasechta, Beis Amin Aleph, quotes Rashi. He says the Tema. Lama hiskir hakuntris bilshono delavish es harabim hu. Why does Rashi write that this area of the Mavi Sasim is not a Rishis HaRabim? Leima dehavi Rishis HaYachid Gamur. Kein v'sheyesh lo gil mechitzos. Why didn't Rashi write, well, we just quoted from the Smag, that it was Rishis HaYachid? There is a difference in the Torah whether something is a Rishis HaYachid or a Makom Torah. It's if you're Zorik Rishis HaRabim Rishis HaYachid, or Motzi Rishis HaRabim Rishis HaYachid, you're going to be Chayim, it's a Makom Torah, you're going to be Pater. Right? So there is a difference whether this Mavoi Min HaTorah is a Rishis HaYachid or a Makom Torah.
Going into what?
I'm sorry?
It's going into what?
It's not going anywhere. It's a standalone, whatever it goes into. If you're Zorik from Rishis HaRabim into this Mavoi Sasim, right? If the Mavi Sasim is Rishis HaRabim, if it's Mavi Sasim Rishis HaYachid, you're Zorik from Rishis HaRabim to the Mavi Sasim Rechayim. If it's a Makom Torah, you're going to be a Pater. So in that sense, there would be a difference. It could be there's no difference for our purposes. But, anyway, that's discussion. Ben Imperi says, why does Rashi say it's not Rishis HaRabim? He should have said it's Rishis HaYachid. They're given Lechitzos. Da'fil l'Rabbanan the Pligi Aleha, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Sabri, the Beis, Mechitzas, Lav, Rishis HaYachid, even the Shitas, Rabbanan, and Af Yubeis, Rabbi Yehuda, even the Shitas, Rabbanan, Rabbi Yehuda, that Beis, Mechitzas, Lav, Rishis HaYachid, Mikal Makam, Gil, Mechitzas, Modi, Lav, Rishis HaYachid, that's parenthetical. Gil, Mechitzas, Menator. So why didn't Rashi say it's Rishis HaYachid Gemur? Why is Rashi to say it's Lav, Rishis HaRabim? That's the man in Paris' discussion. Okay? The near Ali Laha Rabbeinu Peretz, Perish Rashi, Da Kutris, Rasa Liyashev, Da Aliba, the Kuli Alma, Muti Lataltal, Bumavi Midaraisa. In a Hanani, Laha Laha, if we assume Gel Machitza Saraisa, Tershasayaki Daraisa. But Rashi wanted to be Mefarish, the Mishnah, Lukuli Alma, Da Fila Laman Devoy, Dalin Machitza Saraisa. Even if we don't assume Dalin Machitza Saraisa, let's say that if she's a Beishamai, so Rashi wanted to be Mefarish, the opening Mishnah, the Mesafta, Liba Lukuli Alma. So even according to Beishamai, that Dalin Machitza Saraisa, according to Beishamai, that if you throw from Rishus HaRabim into a area Mukaf Gimel Mukhisa Zilbi Pater, become Akam Lidi Day, Pater Remotu Latalta Vasalfa Midaraisa. The Nehidu Shisayaka Lohavi, the Bina Dalam Mukhisa, the Shavi Shisayaka Zrika, become Akam Rishus HaRabim Lohavi, Lameser Tiltal. Everyone will agree, even if it's not a Rishus HaYachid, on a Daraisa level, it's still a Malkum Tor. Or what will Lemaisa call a Karmas. So, in a Chanami, Rashi's not coming to tell you any Chiddush Lahalacha. In a Chanami, Lahalacha, Rashi should have said and could have said that a Mavi Sasim is a Rishus HaYachid. Rashi just wanted to be Mefarish the Mishnah, Aliba de Kulei Alma. And the Mereshes Moshe just points out that based on the Rashi and the Ritva that we quoted earlier, if there is such a distinction between a Mavi Sasma Pesuch LaKarmelis and a Mavi Sasma Pesuch LaShes HaRabim, then maybe Rashi is even easier to understand. Rashi didn't say that it was a Shes HaYachid Gemura, because that's not always true. Because if you have a Mavi Sasma that opens into a Shes HaRabim, it's not a Shes HaYachid Gemura. Only if it opens into something less than Rishus HaRabim, into a Karmelis, the Makom Tor, would it be Rishus HaYachid Gemura. So if you accept that chiluk of the Rashi and the Ritva, then you better understand why Rashi doesn't say Rishus HaYachid Gemura. Yeah?
What's the order in terms of when they made the Gzera and when they went to everyone passing by one opinion? Like originally, Beisham said this, Beisham said this.
When was the...
And then they had some... However, they voted on it. What was the order?
You know, the original Zera Vatikin from Avi?
Yeah.
So we might get to that a little bit today in terms of some Rishonim on the formulation of Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. So Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, that's... Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, that you need a Tikkun Baruch Avis. That it's not really a, it's more than a generic Dinder Rabbanan. If not, if you don't say that, so if it's all straight Rabbanan, so you have to see if that's part of the package of the Takanos of Shlomo Melech by for Tikkun Mevoos.
The first one really explains. Because either
they were required to. If it's Halacha Moshe
M'Sinai. It's Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. It was well before it could be held for Beishamai. So whether or not you end up.
Yeah, anyway, you slice it, definitely is before Beishamai. Correct.
So that makes sense for the
Takanah. Right, the Meiri has a line like that. The Meiri in that phase writes Alpha P. Avishi mikoa chahalacha, that the requirement of a tikkun baruch avias is based on halacha moshe m'sinai. Kamu lefami de resolfrim. Sometimes halacha moshe m'sinai is referred to as de resolfrim. K'mosh amar b'sevizu mavi de rabbanan akashenim in the Torah. The Miri says de rabbanan doesn't really mean de rabbanan. De rabbanan means halacha moshe m'sinai. Sometimes the Rabbanan is in contrast to something that's Mefurish Mikra. But really, it's Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Halacha Moshe Mishinoi, that you're not allowed to be mitalta unless there's a tikkun ruach avias. And then he says, "Achar kach bo chachamim lahatmir shelo l'talta basocho ela b'tosefes daber acher." Or the Halacha Moshe Mishinoi is that you can't be mitalta if you have an open ruach avias. And the chachamim said you need to have a tikkun to be matzah tilt. It depends on halacha mishum sina. She nikkres himself asu. I'm in the raisa. I'm in the rabbanon. The v'hai dina have halacha mishum sina the rabbanon. Kedarmina v'hedi reish pirkin. Right. So the institution of a mavu, your mavu is having different halachas requiring a tikkun baruch avias may be halacha mishum sina as opposed to the simple reading of the gemara that it's. It's a generic dirabanan. Okay, let's come back. We digressed a little bit. Let's come back to the Taz here. The Taz Shin Samach Gimel Aleph. Sheish lo gimel mechitzos b'tor kasev kan shehu rishis hayachid gomer min haTorah. Okay, so the Torah says if you have three mechitzos, that's a rishis hayachid. Period. V'hichshe beis Yosef d'hav v'simin shin mem hey kasev haTorah. Dimavos sheish lehet sheish l'sham gimel mechitzos ve'ein lachi v'kov ruach revias d'av a karmelus. One second, the Torah in Shin Mem Hei says that if you have a mavi sasam without a tikkun ruach revias, that's a karmelus. The Tirei, so the Beis Yosef answers d'ha d'amar kan v'shis hayachid gamor lav l'chayim v'zavak l'sochem v'shis harabim. It doesn't really mean Rishis Hayachid Gamor Linyan Chiyuv El Lahatra Tilda Basof. It just means that you'll have to carry in it. Shekach Din Karmelis Min HaTorah. That's essentially meaning it's essentially a that which is a Makom Tor Min HaTorah, which we'll call a Karmelis, where there's a Hetra Dilto. But it doesn't really mean it. And the Taz says that's Dachlus because he says Rishis Hayachid Gamor, so what do you mean he doesn't mean it? Lani is Daiti Litarets Divisim and Shimem Hei Mairi Sharuach Revius Ulishis Aravim. Now the context in Shimem Hei of the Mavi Sasan there is where the foresight opens into Rishis Aravim. Shekach Kosov Sham Hekarim Zavio Sasmuchos Rishis Aravim Kigam Mavos Shesham Gil Machitzos. See, if you have a mavi that opens flush into Rishis HaRabim, then you're often going to have people that walk into the mavi from the Rishis HaRabim, because if there isn't enough room in the main street, then the crowd is going to overflow into the mavi that opens into the Rishis HaRabim. Hilkach, Alcha Fisha Mitzad Asma Haver Rishis HaYachid Gamor. Even though if you looked at this mavi sasim in a vacuum, in terms of its dimensions, and you ignore the fact that it opens into Rishis HaRabim, so the dimensions of the Mavi Sasim on its own would make it into Rishis HaYachid. Mikol Makom, HaRishis HaRabim Masido Milios Rishis HaYachid. But the fact that it opens into Rishis HaRabim changes its status. It can't be considered Rishis HaYachid anymore. Alabatel Eitzel Rishis HaRabim. V'nikrit Sida Rishis HaRabim. So the Taz says that would be called Sida Rishis HaRabim, like the side street of the Rishis HaRabim, the sidewalk of the Rishis HaRabim. Lava Karmelis. So a Mavi Sasam that opens into Rishis HaRabim has a din of Sida Rishis HaRabim, which is like a Karmelis. Masha Eken Kan, Delo Mairi Binyan Zeh, Shadokim Kisham Rabim, Lefamim. But here we're talking about a regular Mavi Sasam that doesn't open to Rishis HaRabim. The Mele Nishar Lav, Shem Rishis HaYachad Garmin HaTorah. So that's a regular Rishis HaYachid. Alpha Gav the Amar Khan called Machm Shesh Gil Mechitzas. It says wherever there are Gil Mechitzas, there's no qualification. It doesn't say except for where it opens into Rishis HaRabim. Hainu Be'en Sham Bethel Misach Nisa Rabbi Dachid. That's the norm. Normally speaking, if it has three walls, then it's Rishis HaYachid. Unless it opens into Rishis HaRabim, then it's no longer Rishis HaYachid. Chil Ezem Etzasi B'magim Mishnah. So Magrish already says this within the Rambam. Fine. So the Taz seems to quote this lahalacha, that this distinction that the Rashba, the Ritva has, is a yesh omrim within the Shitas Agel Mechisa Staraisa, and that the Radach has within the Rabbim as well, the Taz quotes that lahalacha, that if you have a mavoi sasa that opens to Rishas Rabbim, it would not have a din of Rishas Hayachid, it would be treated like a carmelis. And the Mereshes Moshe suggests that this distinction also may account for what seems like a stira in the Rimi Lunil. I don't think we've quoted Rimi Lunil yet in this year. The Rimi Lunil is the super commentary that appears on the side of the Rif in Erevin. The Rishon that appears on the side of the Rif in Erevin, where normally you expect to see the Ran, in some places in Mufi Yosef. In Erevin we have the Rimi Lunil. So take a look, if you have Gemara with the Rif, on Aleph Amud Aleph Didate Ha Rif, very first piece in the Rimi Lunil, top line, Mavushu Gavoa. The Mavi Milashon Mivo Ha'ir V'Achalal Hamukaf Gem V'Chitzas Ein Bakosur Vi Midaraisa Rishasayachi Gemurahi. That's like what we quoted from the Smag, that A, which Rashi, according to Rebbeinu Peretz, would agree to, just Rashi had his own considerations why he didn't formulate it that way, but a Mavoi Sasam, excuse me, has a din of a Rishus Hayachid Min HaTorah. Fine. Mavi Sasam is a din of Rishus Hayachid Min HaTorah. Now, take a look at the Rimi Lenil on Daf Gimel Amun Aleph B'Daf Erif, 2 pages later. So here, the Rimi Lunil, this is going on the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, the Machlokas B'Sham B'Hillel, about Tikkun Beruach Revius. Yeah, so take a look at Dibur Maskil Al Mavi Shupachas Midalad Amos. So the Rimi Lunil writes, Klomar Viruchbo Desagi Bilachi Okara Afila Beishamai. That if you have a mavi that's less than 4 amos wide, then even Beishamai agrees. Beishamai then normally says you need a lechi and kara. If the mavi is less than 4 amos wide, we'll say all you need is a lechi or kara. The kara mishum mechitza namihi. Right, that's the machlok we haven't discussed yet, whether kara mishum heker mishum mechitza. But Korah, even if you say it's Mishum Heker, it's also Mishum Mechitza. Uminkar Mechitza, Kevin Shein Rachel Kogas. If it's not so wide, then a Korah can serve as a Heker. Aval Kishihu Rachel Yosir Lo Minkar Mechitza Ad Sheisayeh Lechi Listo. But if it's wider, then you need a Lechi also to complete the Heker. Besil Svir Lehu, Desagah Pilu Bekorah, Kedefrishis. Why? De mina Torah afilu karo lo sarach. Mina Torah, you don't even need a car, you don't need anything. Came in the ikar gimel mechitzas. The minotaur, you don't need anything because you have gimel mechitzas. Ela asay hilchasa la sufik sasa kero ledofer and revias. Along comes the halacha Moshe Sinai and tells you that you need an extra heker bedofen revias. So that sounds like already in the realm of halacha Moshe Sinai, even according to Beis Hillel, it's not going to be a rishus hayachid. So the Mereshit Moshe presents this as a question that if you have a Mavi Sasim, is that a Rishus HaYachid Gemura, which he writes on Daf Beit, which the Rimi Lanil writes on Daf Aleph, or if we're saying that Mihalacha Moshe Messina, you need a Tikkun already, that's not a Rishus HaYachid Gemura. You assume that Halacha Moshe Messina is more than just a, that makes it more than a Takana Dirabana. So you could have said that no, that's still a second layer. I mean, we're talking about what's true on a deraisa level before the halacha Moshe Sinai, and what's the halacha Moshe Sinai yet. But he suggests maybe you can say the same chiluk, that if you have a mavi sasa, mapasuach lekarmelis, so then on every level, min haTorah, that's a rishus hayachid. The requirement for, or where the halacha Moshe Sinai comes and tells you you need the tikkun baruch revias, maybe that's only if it's pasuach le rishus harabim. Although I don't know if you necessarily need to come on to that within the Rimi Lanil. Okay, the next topic we'll address, which is the last Marmakomas that I gave you on sheet 2, we alluded to a little bit last time, which is the Sugya Mechitzas She'eino Nikaros. Good Asik Mechitzas She'eino Nikaros. So, have you seen those Marmakomas yet? The Rabbi Shmuel Daf Beit Tes?
On the last thing I had on the Makoros was Karmelis.
Yeah, so that was, I corrected that last night. There was a mistaken heading. It should have said Mechitzas She'eino Nikaros.
Okay, because that helps explain where my shit.
Yeah. And I realized after that I put the wrong heading, the wrong mistake.
Okay, so I saw something.
You saw that? Fine. So I'm not going to start that now because we're near the end of the time. So we'll do that next time. Take a look at those marmakomos, and then I'll send you to start because the Sugya Vaser Rabbim will take a while to get through. So on the next Kibbur next Monday, we'll address Mechitza Shenu Nikaros, and then we'll start Asu Rabbim on Wednesday. But if you get through the Mar Makamos on Mechitza Shenu Nikaros, I would start the Sugya of Asu Rabbim Kaf Beis. I'll send you those Mar Makamos. So that'll probably take us 3 Chaburus to get through the Sugya of Asu Rabbim. Okay? So I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'll be here with Hashem Thursday. And the next Chabur will be next Wednesday. Unless, if everyone finished, if you finish with Mechitza Shenu Nikaros, you want to do that on Thursday, we could. I don't know the time it works. You leave early Thursday?
Thursday, I have to leave early.
It's Akam's late. Right, so we'll just pick up next Monday.
We do Monday next Monday.